You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up next is If Music Could Talk with DJ Carlito. He'll be here in just a few minutes. But in that time, let's hear some music from Ines Manzel, the daughter of a Franco-Italian mother and Algerian father of the Kabylie people. People who are kind of being repressed by the Algerian government. She's going to do a tune. Find that. Do a tune called Aya Wules. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. I call upon our ancestors that they may protect our women and support us in our free will to choose as we continue a little celebration of Women History Month and International Women's Day. Hope you enjoy.
I'm not it's just after 7 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And yeah, we're going to have a great show tonight. Want to introduce our guest for the evening. She's back. It's DJ Sadia.
Hi, guys.
Let me turn you up a little bit more. Welcome back, and thank you so much again for another great idea for a program. Yesterday was International Women's Day, and I was surprised at how many people didn't know about that holiday. I wished my sister and my mother both happy International Women's Day yesterday, and they were like, huh? I think it's something that more people should be made aware of. So thank you for bringing it to my attention also. And today, I guess, why don't you introduce the theme,
DJ Sadia? Sure, so we're talking about International Women's Day, and there's no justice being done here today. I still don't get headphones.
Oh, you will.
No rights.
Take mine.
There you go. Okay, now it's International Women's Day. So we're doing a show on international activism. So we're featuring women from around the world who are phenomenal artists who are changing the world through their music and the work that they do. So we have a bunch of 15 women that I've selected, and obviously I asked Carl for some as well. I couldn't find any good K-pop.
Well, I've got two different artists that I decided would represent, represent the holiday of International Women's Day pretty well, as in terms of independence and being self-reliant and being a woman. I don't know much about that, but I have a lot of respect for women and especially women, female musicians. I know it's harder to be taken seriously a lot of times as a woman singer or musician, for some reason, just because of the history of patriarchy in the world, and a lot of times women are expected to do more of the modeling than the music, and that's there's a lot of unfair assumptions put on female musicians. So when I was choosing songs to go along with your theme, I was just kind of overwhelmed by how many female musicians are like my favorite musicians. Like, I like the guys, but the female singers especially are some of my more favorite. If I had to choose, I tend to like female
That's
singers.
That's interesting, because I remember last year I was talking to this one producer at VOA, and I was making her listen to a song by a female artist. I can't remember who it was, but she was like, I don't really like it. And so I kind of asked her, you know, why? It's such a beautiful song. How come you don't like it? And she says, well, you know, I really don't like women singing. I was like, really?
So weird.
This is really interesting that it's coming from a woman.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm gonna do my best not to make generalizations tonight. I think I might have already made a couple here, but basically, I think the choices that I was making were people who stood out as you said, women who've sort of changed the world through their music. There's so many great female artists, but when I was picking out artists, I was trying to pick the ones that jumped out onto the top of the list as people who really at least took risks, or maybe did something in a new way, expressed something that hadn't been expressed before, maybe something that was even dangerous to express. In some of the artists you'll be hearing throughout the night, listeners out there, are artists who sacrificed, you know, put their freedom and their safety at risk to sing the music that they sang. And so what else did you have in mind for this evening?
Well,
did you want to play from your laptop?
Yeah, I do. But I would like for you to start off with a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll start off with my first song. But I just wanted to say that, you know, if you find any of these artists on YouTube, make a playlist, get your butt in gear. And when the world pushes them down, each of these women come back swinging, bringing powerful music to the people, and donating and bringing publicity to the causes that they believe in. And we'll talk a little bit about each artist, what they're doing to change the world, not just through their music, but the cause that they believe in. And when I play my first song, we're going to let Carl do one right now.
Yeah, I have to make a confession to everyone out there, too. You know, men get a bad rap, and it's for good reason sometimes. I was late to my own radio show today and had Sadia waiting here patiently, so thank you for your patience.
Absolutely.
We sometimes don't always do what's right as men, and sometimes we're a little disorganized, and appreciate your patience.
So. Well, you know, I think today was the first day for daylight savings, and I got to sit in the kitchen where I usually sit and it's dark, but because of the sun, what do you call it, the sunroof?
Oh, yeah, we have a skylight in the kitchen.
A skylight, that's what you call it. So I sat under the skylight and enjoyed the sun at 7 p.m.
It feels so different.
It does, yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, let's get rolling. My first choice tonight, if I have this hooked up right, I'm just going to make sure here. Let's see. Yeah, we can hear the laptop. I want to give a big shout out to an incredible musician who I reached out to through Facebook this week. I want to make sure I say her name right. It's Lias A.R., and she is the rhythm guitarist of the world-famous all-girl garage rock psychedelic band from Indonesia from the 1960s,
ooh,
Dara Puspita, which translates to the Flower Girls, and reached out to her through mutual friends that we had. She and other members of Dara Puspita appeared on Indonesian TV this past week, and I think she's listening tonight. So if you are, thank you so much, Lias, for your incredible music. And and please say hello to everyone else in Dara Puspita. And we'll let Lias say hello to everyone out there, and then we'll hear some music by Dara Puspita to start off this program, International Women's Day, here on If Music Could Talk.
Hi, this is Lias from Dara Puspita, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk on YRIR in Richmond, Virginia, USA.
Was Dara Puspita. The song was Mr. Lura's Party, Pestpak Lura. And let me see, I have one more here that I was going to play, but I think I'm going to hold off. But again, thank you to Lias for the shout out and the station identification. It's great to hear your voice on American airwaves, and hopefully we'll in future programs do a feature on the incredible Dara Puspita from Indonesia. So were you ready to start your selections?
Yeah.
Or let's turn this background music on so we have a little something.
So The song that I wanted to start out with, like I was telling you, Carl, I have been brave enough to start running again recently.
Me too, and, actually.
Yeah, oh, congratulations. That's
congrats
great.
Congrats to you.
Yeah. It's very empowering. So every time I've been running, this song has been coming up on my playlist, and I actually wanted to play it last time I was here for Valentine's Day, but the song is called Sinner Man, so it's definitely was not appropriate for me to play it on Valentine's Day. But the name of the singer is Nina Simone. Have you heard of her?
I have. Yeah, she's incredible.
She's incredible. Not only does she have an incredible voice, and it doesn't matter where it's playing, and if you're not even looking at your ID on your radio, you know it's Nina Simone. And not only is her voice incredible, but her ties to the civil rights movement and what she continued to do through her music to bring awareness to the civil rights movement. Have you ever heard that song, Mississippi, Goddammit?
Yeah, I love that song. There's so many good songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are really just tragic, tear-jerking, gut-wrenching songs, and others are really lighthearted like that one. But not just lighthearted, but empowering.
Yeah. I really wanted to play that song tonight, but I was kind of torn between this song, Sinner Man, because it's so incredible. And the version that I have is a remix by Felix the House Cat, and
nice.
With Nina Simone, and the song is called Sinner Man. And I'm queuing it up over here. You're definitely going to love it.
I want to also tell people, Nina Simone was born on February 21st. So she would have been, I guess, 70 this year. But passed away, I guess, 11 years ago now. It seems like it was more recent. But she passed away in April of 2003. And she was living in France at the time. But grew up and was born in Tryon, North Carolina.
I would have loved to see her perform.
Me too.
You know, Nina Simone is better known for her torch song, which was Mississippi, God Damn It. But she's always had an eye for social justice, and this is the reason that I absolutely love her, and a reason being the jazz. I think this is really interesting. She rejected the clarification of her work as jazz, her reason being that jazz is a white word that describes black music. I just thought that was very interesting when I read it.
Well, I think when I think of any sort of sociology of people who have been have struggled for rights, such as women, I think about the all the, you know, the powers that be that have sort of tried to coerce these groups into being something other than what they want to be, and women being the idea of self-determination is something I think Nina Simone definitely represents, and many other artists that you'll hear tonight. So.
And that song, Sinner Man, I'm actually not sure how long ago it was done, but if you listen to the original version as well, it just sounds like something someone wrote yesterday and composed yesterday. It's sort of timeless. But the next song we're going to move on to is one of my favorite duo, hailing from Kohat Khyber, which is a Pashtun pop group from Khyber Pakhtunistan, one of the states in Pakistan. The duo sings mostly in Urdu, but some of their lyrics are also in Pashto, Dari, and Turkish. Their music has been described as of various types as alternative, folk, ethnic blues, and easy listening by international reviewers. And this next song we're going to play, I just love it. I want to ask you, after we listen to this song, what sort of American genre music it reminds you of.
Okay.
So we have Zeb and Hania here for you. On the song is called Layli John.
Layli, 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 John, John, John. Layli, ma kardi wa iran. Dami kishloch nomadi, why, why. Mara kushti ba harmon. Layli, 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 John, John, John. Layli, ma kardi wa iran. Dami kishloch nomadi, why, why. Mara kushti ba harmon. طلب کدم وای وای چشمش بگیریان اومد یک فرصت طلب کدم وای وای چشمش بگیریان اومد لیلی 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 جان 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 دلی ما کردی و ایران Thank you.
That was great.
That was Layli John by Zeb and Hania. And Carl was asking me here, actually, we just came to the conclusion while we were off air that we're just so cool and we have such amazing stories that we're just not going to talk to each other off air anymore.
We're coming up with so many amazing things that we feel that you out there should also hear, that we decided not to talk to each other when the mics are not on. So
it's going to be very awkward.
That was incredible. That was great. It sounded like bluegrass.
Yes, did I get it right? Absolutely. It sounds exactly like bluegrass. This song is done by a music production group in Pakistan that's called Coke Studio.
Oh, great.
And have you heard of them?
I have.
That's
where, you know, all the latest, greatest artists are sort of, they make their first
start. They're making collaborations on their old artists and new artists.
Oh, that's right.
And so on this set where they're singing on Layli John, Zeb and Hania, they actually don't only have themselves singing. And like I told you, they're two cousins. One of them plays the guitar and both of them kind of sing. But they actually have American musicians on there playing bluegrass.
Oh, cool.
And collaborating on this Farsi or Dari song. But they are Pashtuns. But you asked me about what Layli John means. And I was going to tell you a story. When I was younger and I used to go to my mom's village, everybody used to call her Meri Jaan, which means my life in Pashto. But, you know, I thought people were just saying that out of love, because in Pashto or even in Afghanistan or Iran, it's like a sign of endearment when you call someone John. But later I found out that's my mom's actual name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
John.
Meri Jaan, like my life. Meri Jaan. That was her actual name.
Wow.
And then my dad, but she
so
goes.
So poetic over
I
there.
I know. It's just incredible. And I told, but my mom doesn't go by that. She actually has another name.
Yeah.
And I asked my dad, well, why does her passport say another name? And he's like, well, you know, I didn't like it. So I like asked her to change it. And I said, really? And he picked like a very weird Pashtun or Pakistani name. And I said, really? You couldn't think of anything better?
Jeez. Well, I guess people who knew her back then would still call her Meri Jaan.
Oh, yeah. They definitely do. They still do. But Zeb and Hania were actually in New York a couple years ago. And I hate it. I had just started a new job. And I didn't have the luxury to go to New York, but they came and sung with a huge festival in New York, and it was all about Sufism, which you know, Islamic mysticism. So they had musicians from all over the Muslim world who sung with Islamic, like Sufi. Mm-hmm. They had this huge, like, Sufi concert in New York in Union Station.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I first became aware of Sufi music to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Oh, yeah.
But so much more for me to learn about that music. So Zeb and Hania, I guess they might be getting some worldwide notoriety now. They sounded great. I like that.
Yeah, they are. Every time I listen to their song, I just wish they would do more. I feel that I see one song once in a while pop up, but just haven't heard a lot of their songs.
Well, we'll have to keep our ears out for them.
Yeah. Do you have anything you're going to play? Can we do some K-pop right now?
Yeah, I could actually. There's, speaking of bluegrass. There's a group that's very, very well known and very popular in the K-pop world. They're called 4MINUTE, and it's five girl artists, singers, and they are a combo, and they call themselves 4MINUTE. But then there's an offshoot of that group called number two Yoon, Y-O-O-N, and these are two sisters. I think their last name is Yoon. So it makes sense. And they have this song called 24/7 that is also very bluegrass influenced. It's K-pop with a very bluegrass twist to it. And after 2YOON, maybe we'll play a song by 2NE1, which is another really awesome all-girl K-pop group that really sort of stands for being badasses, in my opinion. So we'll hear 2YOON and then 2NE1, and then we'll kick it back over to you, DJ Sadia.
Get down, get down.
Here's 2NE1 with Ugly. Yeah, that was 2NE1 with Ugly. And I think, you know, it's kind of cool. That song is, from what I hear in the English lyrics at least, I can't read the Hangul, the Korean of that. But from what I hear in the English lyrics, it's sort of I want to be I don't want to be judged by my looks, basically. And 21 are known for sort of being trendsetting in their own unique way and not really conforming to normal fashion standards. So that's kind of cool.
Which Korean is?
Exactly. They're all trendsetters, and none of them follow any of the fashion rules. Some of the best, coolest outfits I've seen this year have been on Korean pop stars. But especially 21, man.
You know, the first song that you played by Tooyun?
Tooyun, yeah.
They were just incredible. The video is so captivating. I loved it.
You guys can Google that. It's 2YOON and 24/7 is it's a fun video. Yeah. So back to you, DJ Sadia.
You guys are listening to If Music Could Talk with Carl and Sadia, and we're talking about instrumental activism today. Women who change the world through their music, and not just their music, but the charities that they do and bringing awareness to it. Awareness to it. I can't talk today because the weather is so nice and I'm cooped up in here. But Tori Amos, the next singer that we're going to be featuring, says that her openness about her sexual assault and Me and a Gun flooded her with letters from fans who had experienced sexual violence and had nowhere to turn. She knows that it has to do something with more than just to be open about what happened to her, and co-founded a group called RAIN, which is RAIN, Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Their National Sexual Assault Hotline partners with 1,100 local rape crisis centers with 24-hour call responders. According to RAIN press release, the hotline has helped more than 1.4 million since it began in 1994.
Wow.
So not only does she sing, but she fights for a cause that she believes in as well. And this night,
there's a saying that goes, I think it's from a blues song, but I lived a life I sing about in my song. Yeah. And she's doing that.
Absolutely. The name of the song is called Sort of a Fairy Tale. And the singer is Tori Amos.
Tori Amos? I like the way you said it better. So, yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly. Up on the venture, I pulled back the hood, and I was talking to you, and I knew then it would be a lifelong thing, but I didn't know that we could break a silver lining. And I'm too sick, like a good book, I can't put this deep in a sort of fairy tale with you. On the 101, the girl had come undone. I tried to downplay it with a bet about us. He said you'd take it as long as I could. I could not erase it. And I'm too sick, like a good boom, I can't pull this deep in a sort of fairy tale with you. A sort of fairy tale. A sort of fairy tale with you. And I ride alongside, and I rode alongside you then, and I rode alongside till you lost me there. Open road, and I rode alongside to the honey's bread. Till then, for me to break your bread, for me to take your wood, I had to steal it. Well, north, I took my day, all in all.
was a pretty nice day. I put the hood right back where you could taste heaven perfectly. Feel out the summer breeze. Didn't know when we'd be back in. I don't, didn't think we'd end up like this. And I'm too sick, like a good bug. I can't put this deep in a soda fairy tale with you.
Tori Amos is an intellectual, outspoken, and thoughtful about feminism. When asked in a 2005 BUST interview if she, how she felt aligned with the Riot Girl movement, Amos said of feminism, "When I feel aligned with any woman who is expressing herself, even though we do it differently, that's the beauty of it. And of course, as a system doesn't value the difference and uniqueness in people, true feminism is if we really want to make a difference, should be encourage in the way we express ourselves, even if it is different than what someone else believes. If you're not being encouraged to do this, then someone's trying to control them, and that might be someone who calls him or herself a feminist." Here, the song that we just heard was sort of a fairy tale, or a sort of fairy tale, by Tori Amos.
Yeah, that was an intense and beautiful song. Did you want me to play one of my songs?
Yeah,
again?
Absolutely. But you know, we were kind of like off. We were talking and discussing something off air, although we promised each other that we wouldn't talk to each other. But we were talking about this ad about how it's a French. I'm not sure who does it, and I can't even recall. But it's a video showing how the world would be if it was a women's dominated society. And so this guy is like walking down the street and these women are like heckling him and, you know, talking to him and just, you know, everything that happens on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And what women experience. But the tables were flipped on a man in this video. And it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but it's true. We, you know, we take things for granted, us men, and one of those things, I guess, you know, I'm not going to turn this into male bashing, but you know, no matter where you are in society, if you're in a good position, you tend to take that for granted, and we don't always realize the rights that we sort of get, sort of free pass as men for a lot of things that women have to really struggle and fight for. On that same subject, Sadia, there's a really cool series of posters that's been going up around, I think mostly New York, but I saw this on Upworthy this week, and I don't normally talk about things that I see on Upworthy or BuzzFeed, but this one was great.
BuzzFeed is awesome.
BuzzFeed's cool. Yeah. Upworthy's cool too. There's a lot of great blogs that have some really cool things that you might not hear on the news, but they make their rounds on other social media. This one was a Brooklyn-based artist named Tatiana Fazlalizadeh, and she's a Persian artist.
I think I know this. It's like a bunch of women, and there's like their pictures and sayings at the bottom.
They're right here.
I saw that. That's really incredible.
Yeah, these are incredible posters. Like, one of them says, "My name is not baby, shorty, sexy, sweetie, honey, pretty, boo, sweetheart, or mom." The other one, "Stop telling women to smile. My outfit is not an invitation."
And they're very simple. They're black and white posters.
Women are not outside for your entertainment. Yeah, very simple, and you know, it's pretty cut and dry. women do not owe you their time or conversation. But just so cool to see that plastered on a wall.
Yeah.
In the city.
And this is in New York, right?
Yeah, that's Nostrand Avenue, so that's Brooklyn.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Well, I want to play, speaking of Brooklyn, I want to play a song by a Brooklyn-based artist who's hails from Nigeria, grew up in London, but is now based in Brooklyn.
Really? I had no idea she was in Brooklyn.
Who?
The artist you're about to play.
Well, this isn't Imogen Heap. We're going to play her later.
Ah,
but,
okay.
This is Wunmi, W-U-N-M-I. And she is kind of known for fusing like house music with Nigerian Afrobeat. When I first saw her, she was opening for Femi Kuti in Prospect Park.
Oh, wow.
And she had these amazing outfits and like a huge red mohawk. And like I think she was wearing platform boots. And she came out in the audience and got up in all of these people's face. And was just so powerful as a performer. That's Wunmi, W-U-N-M-I. She's got a bunch of different releases out. But her most recent album was called ALE, African Living Abroad. This one I'm going to play is called Free Your Mind. For obvious reasons, we want you to free your mind here on Musical Talk. And this is Wunmi, the Pasta Boys remix. Free Your Mind.
The enemy of self will tell you you cannot do the things you want to do. The enemy of life will tell you you cannot be all the things you want to be. You cannot cross, you cannot play. You cannot sing and you cannot dance. The enemies of life. Enemies of people will
please everyone, no matter how you try, you only make yourself unhappy. Can't please everyone, no matter how you try, you only make yourself unhappy. You can't please everyone, no matter how you try, you're gonna make yourself unhappy.
You're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I'm here with DJ Sadia. DJ Sadia in the house. And we are celebrating International Women's Day.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Put shout your out hands to. Hands up and clap if you're a feminist.
I got my hands up.
Yes, he does.
And shout out to all the positive, powerful, creative, passionate women out there listening tonight. Keep doing your thing. So I want to let you know that support for WIR comes from Style Weekly, Richmond's alternative weekly for news, arts, culture, and opinion. This week's edition is now on newsstands and at styleweekly.com. And also, WIR is supported by Bandito's Burrito Lounge, 2905 Patterson Avenue, featuring live local music every Sunday night. Bandidos on Patterson at Colonial, just off the boulevard in the Museum District, on Facebook and the web at banditosburritolounge.com. And we're going to continue with another selection from DJ Sadia's playlist. What do you have lined up for us next?
Well, this next artist, we kind of agreed that her name is going to be Lajas de Sala.
Lasa de Sala, yeah. I think
she's
it's Lasa.
Lasa, okay. I wasn't quite sure about that, but it's Lasa del Sala. He was kind of like the female version of Tom Waits.
Oh,
she
cool.
was electric, boring from the Mexican ranchera style as much as carnival music and Eastern European forms. Del Sala never seemed scared of sounding unfeminine, and although at times her voice revealed pure pain, it was never unfiltered, always instead artful and controlled. Her tunes bode disturbed and comfort. They are slow and painful and show the mark of a true musician. And, you know, when I read her story, it just sounds like her life is out of pages of a Tim Burton movie or a hippie fairy tale. Her parents, a Mexican wow. father, an American mother, moved the family all over North America during her childhood, and she mostly grew up in Mexico. After suffering some understandably burnout from constantly touring in the late 90s, she ran away, and guess what? She joined the circus.
Whoa.
Yeah. And her music is just absolutely incredible. And her voice, you know, although it's not feminine, but that is who she is.
Yeah.
And it's so absolutely beautiful. The song I have for you guys tonight is Con Todo Palabra. And it is just incredible. Just put your legs up, relax, and enjoy her beautiful voice.
Let me see that. Con Todo
Palabra.
Okay. With all words, something like that.
With what?
Palabra is word.
So word.
Todo, all words, with all words.
Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia,
me acerco al agua, bebiendo tu beso, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte, es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma. Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al fuego que todo lo quema, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte, es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma.
Del Sol's music reminds me of my own moments of pure conscious, the understanding that life isn't sad and meaningless, it's that it's sad at times and too meaningful to bear sometimes. In Love Came Here, she sings, "Now that my heart is open, it can be closed or broken." Her life was cut short by a battle with cancer in 2010, but you know, she was just
absent. Did she pass away?
Yeah, she did. In January of 2010, she had breast cancer and she passed away. I discovered her on the show on NPR called Al Latino. Have you ever heard of that song with, what's his name? Felix Contreras?
No.
Oh, it's an incredible show. Cool. And they feature some amazing Latin American artists. And wow. I found her on that list. And it's a con todo palabra. I was pronouncing it right. I think we just figured out Carl wasn't pronouncing it right.
I have a problem with the word in Spanish. Palabra. Palabra.
Palabra. There you go. We're giving them a Spanish lesson on the radio too today.
Quiero aprender muchas palabras. I need to learn more words.
Yeah. The next artist I have on, are you queuing up someone?
Should I? I have someone on deck here.
Okay.
I was going to play.
Like a physical person sitting on deck there.
Yeah, it's she next on our list is Chavela Vargas. Legendary Mexican singer I'm not going to try to summarize her life in a few sentences. You should look this woman up if you don't know about Chavela Vargas, but she passed away I think 2 years ago now. Was just an incredible, one of the all-time greats of Mexican music. That's Chavela Vargas, and we're going to hear a song called Paloma Negra.
Ya me canso de llorar y no amanece. Ya no sé si maldecirte o por ti rezar. Tengo miedo de buscarte y de encontrarte. ¿Dónde me aseguran mis amigos que te vas? Hay momentos en que quisiera mejor rajarme y arrancarme ya los clavos de mi penar. Pero mis ojos se mueren sin mirar tus ojos y mi cariño con la aurora te vuelve a esperar. Y agarraste por tu cuenta la parranda. Paloma negra, paloma negra, ¿dónde, dónde andarás? Ya no juegues con mi honra, parandera. Si tus caricias han de ser mías, de nadie más. Y aunque te amo con locura, ya no vuelvas. Paloma negra, eres la reja de un penar. Quiero ser libre, vivir mi vida con quien yo quiera. Dios, dame fuerza, que me estoy muriendo por irla a buscar. Y agarraste por tu cuenta las parrandas.
And that was Chavela Vargas, the late great Chavela Vargas, all-time, one of the all-time most famous Mexican ranchera singers, Costa Rican born, but lived and grew most of her life in Mexico. It says here on Wikipedia, I was just amazed. I think there's a movie about her too. She apparently was in a romantic relationship with Frida Kahlo for part of her life. Let's see, in her youth, I'm quoting Wikipedia, for many years she sang on the streets, but in her 30s, she became a professional singer. In her youth, she dressed as a man, smoked cigars, drank heavily, carried a gun, and was known for her characteristic red jorongo, which she donned in performances until she was very old. She died at the age of 93 in August of 2012. That was Chavela Vargas.
Awesome. That song reminds me of the summer, and I'm telling you, all of us need a little reminder with all of the snow of the summer coming.
Yeah, it was finally, it was warm and nice today.
What beautiful. A wonderful gift from God on International Women's Day. A sunny, sunny day for all of us. So you're welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
The next singer that I have lined up for you is from Iran. And just a reminder, we have a couple more singers here. Some from Nigeria, some from Mali. I have an amazing Pashtun singer. She's an incredible folk singer, and also from Western Sahara, and some from Colombia. And actually, I wanted to also feature a Malaysian singer if we can.
Cool.
Tonight, if we do have time. But this next singer, Masha Vahdat, is a strong advocate of freedom of expression. Her stunning voice has caught international audience, but she remains unheard in Iran. After Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979, severe restrictions were imposed on artists as a consequence, several famous musicians and vocalists left the country. Female singers who remained, of course, were not allowed to sing and were asked to give written promises that they would not sing in public, but were only allowed to perform for women-only audiences. But the singer, I came across her through this music project. Have you ever heard of it? It's called Listen to the Band.
No.
It's an incredible project featuring musicians from around the world who have been banned from their countries for the music they sing, for what they express in their music, and of course for Masha Vahdat, because she was a woman in Iran and was not able to sing there. She came here to the U.S. and continues to sing. She was born in 1973. And she entered the Art University in 1993 and graduated from the music faculty with a BA in music. This song, I am not quite sure of the name, but I did some research and some suggestions made that it's an Azerbaijani song, and it's called Sari Gilan by Masha Vahdat, and it's in Farsi. It's beautiful.
به من گفتی تا که دل دریا کن بندگی سورا کن سایه ها رو یا با بوی گل ها که بوی گل ناله مرغ شب تشنگی ها بر لب پنجه ها در گیسو عطر شب بود بزن غلطی اطلسی ها را برگ افرا در با نگاه تو شکوه آه تو حرم دستان تو گرمی جان تو با نفس ها به من گفتی تا که دل دریا کن بندگی سوبا کن ابر باران زا شب ساحل ها موج بی تا بی را در قدم های پادر وصال را
Masha Vadat from Iran with an incredible, incredible Farsi or Azerbaijani song. You're listening to If Music Could Talk with Carl and Sadia, and happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to Janine Bell of the Legba Folklore Society for calling, and thanks to you for listening, and thank you for your wonderful comment. Janine just said how much she was appreciating the show tonight, celebrating international women, the role and the importance of women around the world. The Alegba Folklore Society, you can find out information about them at efsinc.org, and they're on 101 East Broad Street in Richmond, Virginia. That's the Alegba Folklore Society. Thanks again, Janine. Now, what do we have lined up? We will get that request for you on, too. We'll play some Miriam Makeba tonight.
Oh, no kidding. Actually, earlier you were asking me about a Latin American singer that died last year, and she came to, obviously she's not from Latin America, but she came into my mind, too, because I think she died 2 years ago.
Who is that?
Miriam Makeba.
Oh, no, she's a South African singer.
Yes, but yeah. Didn't she die like two?
I think she did, actually.
Yeah, 2 years ago. She would do this thing with her tongue, which is very famous in, popping.
The Hosa
language.
I can't do it right, but I can try to do it. But the Hosa language has those clicks. It's one of the indigenous tribes of South Africa, and Miriam Makeba used to use her vocal techniques to great results in her music. Just such an amazing voice.
We'll get to that song, but we're still going to go to Africa with this next song we have lined up, unless you have your cue ready.
Well, I just did. The date Miriam Makeba passed away was 2008, and we will play a song by her in a little bit. Who do you have next, though?
I have, of course, everybody knows Angelique Kidjo. And the song that we're going to play for you tonight is Batunga. And
Kidjo.
Kidjo, yes. Angelique Kidjo.
Yeah.
Besides being an inspiring voice, opening courtless fans' eyes to African music and spreading a positive message worldwide, Kidjo started Batunga. It's a foundation that supports education for girls in Africa, especially in Ethiopia, Cameroon, Benin, and Sierra Leone and Mali. And you know, Kidjo is actually from Benin, and she's an incredible singer. She does a lot for her community, and this word Batunga was actually a word she made up.
Oh, cool.
And it was a word she made up to sort of, whenever she was being teased by these boys, you know, in Benin, she would say, oh, you're a Batunga. And so eventually, as she grew older, she went on to make this song, and that's the one we're going to be playing from you today. It's from 1999 by Kidjo Batunga.
Angelique Kidjo.
Kidjo, sorry.
That's okay. Batunga. Is it playing now?
Yeah.
Start it over again, please.
Bye.
Today, Batonga is helping more than 400 girls in these countries, improving their situations and those for their future family. Since 1980, Kudju has released 15 albums and is still recording and performing, and is a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. And she released this album called Sound of the Drums at the Carnegie Hall, an event that tells the stories of the drums and its beats traveling through the world of Africa to America. You can catch her up on her website for her appearances, and that it's kudju.com, www.kudju.
K-I-D-J-O.
Yes. And she's incredible, and her message is incredible, too.
Yeah. Hailing from Ouidah, Benin. And we're going to play a song by Miriam Makeba next. Let's see, what can we say? She was nicknamed Mama Africa, Grammy Award-winning South African singer and civil rights activist. She was the first artist from Africa to popularize African music around the world. So we could easily say that Miriam Makeba changed the world with her music. And I think she was very close with Hugh Masekela. Her second husband was Hugh Masekela. And as we said earlier, she passed away in 2008. There was a really cool exhibit that they had at the Anderson Gallery of her album covers. This guy did an exhibit of I guess South African music album covers that that was a couple years back. It was really cool, but he had in particular all of Miriam Makeba's album covers. Just a huge legend of I guess you could say world music, international music, or really just breaking the barriers of Western dominated music back when, you know, in the early 60s, late 50s, when a lot of people hadn't heard any African singers, let alone women African singers. So the song I wanted to play, since we were talking about the language with the Hossa, language, this is a song where she actually explains a little bit of it. And the song is called Jolinkomo. And I know I didn't say that right. I'm going to let her say it instead.
Our next song is a South African song, like most of our songs. It comes from Pondaland. In the olden days, the young Xhosa maidens often sang this song in praise of the young Xhosa braves as they would get ready to go out into battle. We call this song Jolinkomo. Is Jolinkomo chuda hachamile amachota. Jolinkomo chuda hachamile amachota. Hosi chamile jingane chodi kau. Hosi chamini jingane chole, kau chole kalo. Jolinkomo chola, achamile amachota. Jolinkomo chola, achamile amachota. Hosi chamini jingane chole, kau chole kalo. Hosi chamini. Oh, se jame me jenga na chole
Yeah, that was Miriam Makeba with Jolene Nkomo, and I didn't mean to sound like I was, you know, being a like a wannabe Hausa singer. I don't even know how to pronounce those words, and I do know that those little clicking sounds, there's like 1,000 different click sounds that all mean different things. So if you're an amateur, don't try this at home, kids. Don't try to speak Hausa on
or your tongue might fall out.
But you could probably learn it just like any other language. And that was Miriam Makeba, the late, great Miriam Makeba with Jolene Nkomo. And I'm going to turn it back over to DJ Sadia here. You're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 yes. FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
And so continuing the theme of women who inspire revolution through their music. And I have to say there are so many women and I had such a hard time just narrowing it down. But I still have so much more that I don't know if I'll be able to play tonight or not. But I wanted to move our focus a little bit to India tonight with an amazing young musician. Her name is Jocelyn Royal, which is not a very Indian name, but I think she's Christian, I'm not sure. But she's a graduate from the Hindu College in Delhi University. She's actually 24 years old, and she became a household name when she became a finalist in the Indian reality TV show called India's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah, and she surprised the judge and the audience with her powerful, packed performance. She's like a one-man band. She plays the harmonica, the guitar, and the tambourine, and everything while she's singing as well. I just read here in my notes that she's 24 years old, but if you look at her, she looks like she's 13. So she looks very young, and she's like 4 feet tall, so just an incredible musician. And
as,
I have to...
Yoda would say, don't judge me by my size.
Absolutely. Well, I should be one to talk, but I can barely reach the mic here tonight. The song that we're going to play for you is called My Knee, and I think it's in Punjabi, and she's singing about her mother, I think so, I'm not quite sure. But I have to say, she is the kind of musicians that I feel India lacks. And I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but I really feel like in a country where Bollywood music dominates so much
yeah.
that someone like her and her voice, they're just so soulful. Mm. It's incredible the way she sings and the way she performs. This is Jocelyn Royal, and the name of the song is My Knee.
सुहाए मेरे नैनों से ख्वाब की आरी हले में मत्ता जोगी मत केड़ा है सुनु दवे
मायनी मायनी माय दिन रतिया दोनों ही डराए पीड़ ये पीड़ जी में चले
प्यारे सी तितली है जेड़ी सदा सूल ते बवे
was Mayeni by Jocelyn Royal. She's absolutely incredible. If you get a chance, check her out. It's 8:40 here in Richmond, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk with Carl and Sadia. I hope you're enjoying the weather out there.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And were you going to play how many... We have so many good songs that we could play here to celebrate International Women's Day. Jocelyn Royal, though, that was great. She's, as you said, you know, one of those artists that is not on the Bollywood circuit. Maybe she will someday sing a song for a Bollywood film, but just doing music for the sake of music, and that's something you don't hear enough in India. The artists often don't get the credit that the actors and actresses do. So hope to hear more from her. And thanks for turning me on to her.
Yeah, absolutely. You should check out some of our other things. Do you have something queued up over there?
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to play this Imogen Heap song. And, you know, women being the mothers, the people who bring us into the world, it's often, Earth is often referred to as mother. Next song we're going to play is by Imogen Heap, and it's called Earth. And that being one of my favorite songs on her album, Ellipse.
Bum, baby, behave or make it work. 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 Baby, behave or make it work.
You're not golden, and I'm getting tired. Act like you own the place when really you've only just arrived. I caught first glimmers and hides and skins. Look who's all grown up, black swanning about the solar winds. You're gonna lose it all and find yourself on your knees. So get a grip and you might flow, reverse the great slow bleed. I've tried patience, but you always want a war. This house won't tolerate anymore. Stop this right away. Shoulder, folded arms, they're looking up. You've never listened, they carry on careless. Regardless, this is not a fire drill. And if we hold any hope, it's harmonic connection and stereo symbiosis. These Legoland empires choking out mine. Now you're everywhere, everywhere, multiplying around me, child. A strain on my heart, this rock can't tolerate anymore. Stop this right away.
Make it up to me now. Baby, behave,
Sorry, my mic's off. That was Imogen Heap with Earth. And
I love her.
Me too.
Yeah, she's awesome. An awesome woman.
Yeah, and another one of those voices that has just a really interesting tone and resonance in a different kind of style. She's really just one of those singers, as I think when we started off with Nina Simone earlier, also kind of one of those voices you recognize immediately. So
the last song that I'm going to feature, people who know me know that I'm a huge activist for women, and not just women, but Pashtun women in particular as well, because I am Pashtun myself. But the singer that I'm going to be featuring, her name is Zarsanga. She's a famous Pashto singer, widely known as the queen of Pashto folklore. She's known for her folk songs, Desert Arai and Mountainous Garhai, which is a type of Pashto tape. I'm not sure if I said that right, because I've actually never heard of it. And she has many popular songs to her credit, being an illiterate shepherd from a gypsy family in Tank, Pakistan. She sung ghazals, which is a genre of music, which is both Pashto and Urdu. And she's just incredible. She was born in 1946 at Zafar Mamankhel, a small village of Lucky Marwat in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, which is a province of Pakistan. She belongs to a nomadic tribe that used to settle in Afghanistan in the summer and stay in Lucky Marwat during the winter. Zarsanga was discovered at a wedding by a guy named Mustafa. He later introduced her to a producer of a Radio Pakistan Peshawar. And this is my favorite story, because when she went there to give an audition, Radio Station Pakistan in Peshawar was located next to Peshawar Central Jail, where she was giving the audition. And when the inmates heard her, they just begged for more because of her voice. Like, they absolutely loved it. But unfortunately, despite Zarsanga's contribution to Pashto music and to Pakistan in particular, after the floods in Pakistan, the government did nothing to help her, and she ended up living in a tent through all those devastating times. You know, if you guys know about the floods in Pakistan, it caused a lot of damage, and nothing was done to help her. But she is just incredible. Her voice, if you're not used to Pashto music, is something, it's sort of an acquired taste. But if you are Pashtun, you know that this is Pashto music. The name of the song is Rasha Mama Zwaide Lewanaida, and by Zarsanga.
Halapati Gubani Vuli Saranaida Kan Rasha Mama Zwaide Lewanaida Halapati Gubani Vuli Saranaida Kan Rasha Mama Zwaide Lewanaida Rasha Mama Zwaide Lewanaida Thank you.
Sangha's Rasha Mama Zwaidele Wanaide. And I was just telling Carl right now here that it makes me so happy to be playing this here for the audience in Richmond, because it means a lot to me. Pashto and Pashtuns are very close to my heart, and especially the Pashtun women. And what Zarsanga does with her music, she gives hope to a lot of the creativity amongst Pashtun women in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Yeah, and I'm grateful to you for coming and sharing this information and some music with everyone here. We have been celebrating International Women's Day, and happy International Women's Day to you and you and everyone out there listening, which was yesterday. But DJ Greybeard wisely pointed out that this is Women's History Month also.
Ah.
I guess March, all March?
All March, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. So we can and
celebrate women for the rest of the month.
Yeah, and the rest of the year.
Yeah,
all the time. It's good to celebrate diversity too. And so we've been doing that tonight also. I've got a couple songs lined up here that maybe we'll finish off with. But I just want to thank you again, DJ Sadia, for coming up and being a guest tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I think I'm going to head out. So thanks a lot for having me. And in Pashto, we would say Khudai Paman.
Khudai Paman.
Until next time. Until, you know, in it means I leave you in the hands of God.
Hmm.
Yeah. So Khudai Paman.
Okay. We'll up next here, I want to play Josephine Baker. Ram Pam Pam. And Josephine Baker, she was an American-born dancer, French dancer, singer, and actress who became known in various circles as the Black Pearl, Bronze Venus, and even Creole Goddess. Born in 1906 in St. Louis, Missouri, died in April 12th, 1975 in Paris, France. Another one of those women who, through her dancing and singing, basically... especially in movies like Princess Tam Tam, Zuzu, Siren of the Tropics, broke down so many racial barriers. Just an irresistible charm to this woman and a strength in her acting that was undeniable, even to the people who normally wouldn't let a woman of color on the silver screen. She especially in Europe, where they tend to be more open and open-minded, especially back in the 1900s, I don't know, what am I saying? But especially in France, they were kind of having more of a liberal open-mindedness to people of color than we were. So I guess she found great success there. Josephine Baker, definitely recommend you checking out her movies. This is a song called Ram Pam Pam from her album Sans Amour.
Thank you. C'est un grand souci qui tourmente la terre. Que faut-il faire quand on veut plaire? Chacun se casse la tête et se désespère pour provoquer l'amour. Question du jour.
Le rompompon, le petit rompompon, on peut facilement créer l'enchantement. Avec le rompompon, le petit rompompon, ce pauvre cupidon devient doux comme un mouton. Et tout autour du monde, les grumes et les plantes savent qu'il faut ajouter beaucoup de rompompon à la tendre beauté. Le sacre pousse la nuit, les dents des rompompons.
Joséphine, il faut nous expliquer ce remède à tous nos embarras. Est-il si délicat?
Nos cas, tous les messieurs sont sa voix possède, ce secret d'agrément si charmant. Ils ont le rompompon, le petit rompompon, qu'elles n'ont plus 7-8 ans, n'importe quel amant. Avec le rompompon, le petit rompompon, il en a aussitôt notre cœur pour un yo-yo. Et pour les dominants, quand la fille devine, nous faisons de nerfs au cœur. Beaucoup de rompompons à nos bosses du cœur. Le sacre pour cette vie, les hommes, c'est rompompons.
And once again, thanks to DJ Sadia for coming in tonight. We're going to finish off with a song by Atercio Pilaros with frontwoman Andrea Echeverri singing Mi Vida Brilla. And stay tuned for Stunna Development.
Sombras las mandas a otra dimensión.